Երեկո Սիրելի հայրենակիցներ եւ ռադիո ունգնդիրներ Ամերիկայի հայկական համագումարի շաբաթական ռադիոժամին խոսափողի մոտն է Միհրան Թումաջյան Ամերիկայի հայկական համագումարի արևմտյան շրջանի տնօրեն այսօր մենք հիանալի եւ դիպր հայ երիտասարդ ուժ եւ միտք ունենք մեր հարթակի վրա իբրև մեր պատվո հյուրը, պարոն Դանիել Մեհրաբյան, Դանիելը կրթության ոլորտում տասնյակ տարիներ աշխատել է, և այս զրույցը պիտի կատարենք անգլերեն լեզվով, բայց և այնպես պիտի ցանկանայի նախքան զրույցը հակիրճ կենցագրականը կարդալու, Դանիելի կենցագրականը կարդալու. Դանիել Մեհրաբյան is our honored guest this evening on the Armenian Assembly of America's weekly radio hour. Daniel is a college admissions consultant in the greater Los Angeles area for the past 15 years, over 15 years. He has assisted numerous families in navigating the college admissions process and finding universities that align with their goals, values, and dreams. His company is known as EduPros USA, and EduPros students have been admitted to top UC schools, that's University of California certainly, the UC system. They include schools like UC Berkeley, UCLA, and UCSD, among others. He has also been successful in helping to place his students, his clients, in top Ivy League universities such as Cornell and Yale, as well as in universities throughout Europe and Asia. We'll be discussing with Daniel a little bit about the process and the competitive process of students, high school students, trying to jockey for a placement in a top school. We'll also discuss how the COVID-19 pandemic has impacted his work and how it's impacting parents and students as they navigate the rough waters in and of themselves of heading into college. By way of additional background, Daniel is an undergraduate, received an undergraduate and graduate degree from UCLA. His bachelor's is in sociology and his master's is in higher education counseling and administration. And Daniel is credentialed in the state of California as a counselor. Thank you, Daniel. Շատ շնորհակալենք որ համաձայնեցիք եւ ներկա լինելու մեր հարթակի վրա, բարի եկաք.
Բարի ձեզ. Շատ շնորհակալ եմ այս ժամանակ հատկացնելու համար. Ուրախ եմ, որ միանում եմ ձեզ, Միրան, եւ ուզում եմ տեղեկություն տալ մեր լսողներին համասարան ընդունվելու process-ի մասին, եւ ուրախ եմ ձեզ միանալու։
Շատ լավ, մենք ենք ուրախ, մենք ենք երախտապարտ ձեզ, գիտենք, որ սպառված եք այս օրերին մանավանդ, որովհետեւ աշակերտներ արդեն պատրաստվում են նոր դպրոցաշրջանին, բայց նաև նրանք, ովքեր junior կամ senior պիտի լինեն հարաճիկա դպրոցական տարին, արդեն պատրաստվում են համալսարան ընդունվելու այդ դժվար պայքարին. So, Daniel, briefly for our listeners, they like myself, we would be interested in knowing where you spent your formative years and what spurred you to pursue your own higher education and subsequent career in college admission counseling.
Yes. So in English, I want to thank you, Miran, for inviting me to your program. It's really an honor to be with you. And I want to thank you for the work that you do for the Armenian community all across the country and the world. So I want to bring our listeners' attention an area which is important, obviously, because You know, college admissions is not something that we talk about a lot, but it's something that's very important because it's the foundation from which we enter a career, we start our adult life, and we engage in economic activity for our lives. To answer your question, so I grew up in Glendale. I attended Glendale Unified School District schools for elementary school, middle school, and high school. After that, I attended Glendale Community College for 2 years and transferred to UCLA, where I completed my degree in sociology in the social sciences. And soon after that, I entered the counseling program at UCLA. And the main reason was because my community college counselor had such an impact on my life in helping me navigate the admissions process, in helping me, giving me guidance, giving me encouragement to pursue my education post college for undergraduate studies. And it just appeared to me, it came to me that I wanted to have a similar impact on the lives of others that would go through the process. And we know that most students and become adults have to navigate the admissions process from going one level to another, whether it be from high school to college, from college to university, or even going on and doing a graduate degree or additional professional training. And a college counselor plays such an important role in a very sensitive time in a student's life where things are in flux. There are a lot of moving variables. There is a lot of uncertainty. The student wants to fit into the world, and they're trying to find what they want to do. Sometimes they may not have an understanding of their own abilities and how that kind of translates into what their calling is or what they're going to do or what they're going to be effective in doing in the real world. So because of the experience of working with many students, college counselors have the ability to see different themes or different proclivities that come through in a student, because we work with, of course, anecdotally, we work with a lot of students. So we can tell, what are the gifts, what are the strengths, what are the grades, what are the aspirations and the goals and the values, and be able to make recommendations where the student can move on and start fine-tuning those abilities that they have and acquiring the knowledge to be able to have a very successful adult life in whatever they pursue. So that's kind of my trajectory into the world of college admissions.
And I'm curious. I'm a father, and I still have a few years, roughly 7-8 years until my son and I and my wife, we take a deep dive into his college options. But it's interesting to know whether a small degree or a growing degree of family and high school students themselves, whether they find value added to hire a professional private counselor such as yourself versus working with an in-house counselor in a student's own high school for the process to be able to navigate through that process. Do they see the value added? Are there value added? And do they often bite because of the value added?
Sure. So the way our educational landscape is currently, particularly in the public education realm, there are the ratio of counselors to students is greatly disproportional. By that I mean for in an average high school in the state of California, you have between 450 to 600 students per counselor.
Wow, that's staggering. Wow.
It is. Right. What that means is that the students do not have as much access to the counselors in order to think through the process, you know, kind of to be for the counselor to cultivate certain skills or strengths or in the student to design the design a curriculum and extracurricular activities that will really highlight the student's passion, that will really strengthen their candidacy for post high school. So as you mentioned, the value is that when the parents have the option of hiring an independent consultant, is the consultant works directly with that family in terms of offering them with great accessibility, you know, that the main value is that having access. And I'm not necessarily blaming the high school counselors or the system or the district for that. It's just that that's what they can afford to do. That's the level of resources that are available at the you know, at the district. So with that said, you know, a large portion of students go through the process not really having any idea of what is entailed in the process, not being able to sit with their counselors, you know, as much as they need to really understand and grasp what it is to be prepared for post high school. So, of course, there is great value in having access to a counselor that will sit down regularly and will be able to look at the student and understand the student, understand the family, understand their values, understand what their goals are, and to be able to customize a plan that fits those values, those goals, and the strength of the individual student. That's really the main thing, is accessibility, is the lack of information, lack of access, you know, because the numbers are just staggering in terms of the proportions I just mentioned, that a lot of families and students, when I work with families, you know, many will say, you know, we rarely, if ever, the parents will say, we saw the counselor at school, or we were called in, or we were able to communicate with them. And the students, it's just scary. They will say, maybe in over the course of 4 years, I saw my counselor three or four times, wow. which is not an ideal situation, you know, because, you know, students go through a lot of stages. There are a lot of developmental stages, you know, there are a lot of skills that need to be built. There are, you know, exams that need to be prepared for. There are courses that need to be correctly taken, and not only taking the right courses, but the right level of rigor. And different universities have different thresholds. They have different requirements. They have different standards. So to be able to understand all of those things. And then the right extracurricular activities to tack on. So, you know, because universities, they're big on how you develop your passions while you're still in high school to make yourself a strong candidate. So it's not just the curriculum. It's just not the classes that they do well in. They need to do well in, but also how they've supplemented their academics with pertinent extracurriculars that fit in with what they want to do for the future. So not to digress.
So these are value adds. These are clearly value adds that private college admission counselors like yourself tend to provide their clients, parents and students, guidance as to, the correct courses to take in high school, guidance on the type of extracurriculars that would be beneficial to the development of the high school student. These are all things that and services that you offer. Is that right?
That's correct. That's correct. I also want to add, Miran, that when a student goes through high school, there are certain requirements that need to be completed, which are core classes. In the state of California, it is called the A through G requirements. Now, these can be taken at a different pace. They can be more can be taken than what the minimum requirement is. And then the curriculum can be tailored towards what the student wants to do. So let's say if a student wants to study going to pre-med or wants to pursue medicine, then of course, having more science classes in the particular focus in in biology, let's say, or physiology or anatomy is important. So not only do you want to take the minimum level of requirements in order to be able to go to college, but also adding courses at more advanced levels in the area where you want to show that you are interested in or you want to get into. So in high schools, unfortunately, because, as I mentioned, because there are so many students, the courses are given at the basic level to satisfy the minimum requirements for the university. What the college counselor does, the independent college counselor, is we advise students to supplement and customize a course of study that will strengthen their candidacy, not only meet the minimum requirements, but also add onto that and fortify their candidacy, make them stronger and more appealing when they're getting ready to apply, not just to meet the minimum levels. Now, in a regular high school, counselors are just, because they're inundated with the number of students that they're working with, they want to make sure that the minimum requirements are made, are done, are completed. But unfortunately, they don't spend the time in fine-tuning and in customizing the right amount of coursework to highlight that student's strengths. So I would say a main value-added component of seeking an independent work is to fine-tune and to customize a learning plan that will highlight the student's strengths. Therefore, it will make them more of an appealing candidate if they want to apply to, let's say, a selective university, such as an Ivy League, or even the top-tier UCs, such as a UC Berkeley or a UCLA, where the demands go far beyond just the minimum requirements. They go, for example, the minimum requirement for science is 2 years, but a student, average student who applies to UCLA needs to have at least 4 years. Because the students that apply to UCLA on average have 4 years of science, for instance. That's just to use an example.
Right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. We have Daniel, we're going to be back with you for the second half of our show shortly, but we have about a minute left. If you could also share with us the success, your success rate within the next minute, with respect to Ivy League schools, you mentioned Cornell and Yale. How many students are we talking about who are applying to Ivy League schools? Not necessarily admitting, but do you see a growing number from out here in California applying to Ivies?
That's a good question, Miran. I can speak based on my anecdotal experience and the statistics that I retain. So usually I would say 5% of the senior class applies. If I were to give it a number, I would say 5% of the senior class, less than 5%, would think about applying to an Ivy League school. Have I seen an increase? I have seen a tendency towards more students feeling that they're able to apply to an Ivy League school than before. than, let's say, 10 years ago or 15 years ago, because they're learning more about what it entails. They're understanding what the challenges that they need to meet, because it takes a different mindset to apply to an Ivy League school because of the requirements and because of the because of how hard it is to get into an Ivy League school. But overall, there are more students in general just applying to higher education period over the last 10-15 years, and there are certainly more students that are seeing the opportunity to apply to university like a Princeton or a Yale or a Harvard or a Cornell. I see a positive trajectory in that area.
Excellent, Daniel. We'll be back for the second half. Sireli, Radio Engadiner, Manatsek, Mez Het.